Hey, who wears pants in the summertime? A lot of people at Jesse Brown sure do. And we've got pants and shorts from Cool and Mountain Khakis, all available at Jesse Brown's. So stop by and try on your size this summer at Jesse Brown's. The Cool and Mountain Khaki selection is available for you at Jesse Brown's.
All right, Bill Barty, you closed out the last segment by saying buckle up. Well, you better buckle up. We're got to have a thunderstorm, buddy.
Yes, we brought the storm in, Hurricane Al Conklin. I don't know if that's his appropriate nickname.
Turn
or
your
not.
Windshield wipers on high.
Yeah, no kidding.
Slow down, turn on your lights.
Well, listen, welcome everyone back to the Carolina Outdoors. We're the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's, and we came in to break down, of course, our Carolina Outdoors, and sometimes we will beeline it all across the country and across the world as see fits, but oftentimes here in the Carolinas during the summer, weather ends up being a part of the discussion. And it's not just lows of 73 and highs of 93. There's also other things that bump up, including lightning and severe storms and those sorts of things that have happened in our area and oftentimes bring up tragedy. So whatever you want to call this, a public service announcement, meteorologist Al Conklin covers this through the week over at WBTV, and he's kind enough to come in to share with the outdoor guys a little bit. So welcome.
Well, thank you. Before we get started on that, let me ask you, what is a severe thunderstorm? What's the definition?
That's one my dog hides under the table from. A couple of big booms. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not really, no, because every thunderstorm has thunder and lightning. So
good enough for me.
Yeah. But there is a clear definition. We oftentimes will get this over WBTV and say, well, you know, we had so much lightning at our place over in Gastonia. Why there's no warning on it? Well, because we don't warn for lightning, because every thunderstorm has lightning. If that were the case, it would be warnings continuously. They have, you know, specific definitions. Has to have winds estimated or recorded at 58 miles per hour or more, least 3/4 inch size hail. So rainfall and rate has nothing to do with it. Lightning has nothing to do with it. You can have the most intense lightning in the world, but have no wind. And so that's not a severe thunderstorm.
Wow.
So that's key right there.
58 miles an hour sounds pretty severe to me.
It is pretty severe. Those are severe. But right. As I say, you can get lots of sub-severe, but it could be just as deadly because of the lightning part. So don't be fooled. Just because there may not be a warning for where you're at doesn't mean that the lightning isn't a potential killer for you.
Well, and to jump in, just to talk about lightning, so many people during the summer especially are outdoors, mm-hmm. enjoying nature, doing different things. They're around bodies of water. In fact, this week, a group was in Great Smoky Mountains National Park in a parking area, a large parking area, and two people, a North Carolina judge and a lady standing next to him, were injured when a lightning strike occurred and hit an automobile in the parking lot that they were near. The people in the car were not injured, but these other two people suffered severe burns and went to the hospital or in the hospital. Mm-hmm. But and I think that's happened in your life with relatives.
Oh, yes, absolutely,
with
yes.
With lightning strikes.
Yeah, and in fact, I can recall myself a lightning strike in Florida across the street, and I happened to be close enough by that I felt the shock from it. Now, I was far enough away, but my wife's family, unfortunately, has had fatalities, and she has an uncle who was struck by lightning from a bolt from the blue. A thunderstorm was literally 9 miles away at the beach. And he was struck and severely injured, and has actually founded a group for lightning strike and electrical shock victims and survivors. Because it is oftentimes, this is the thing, lightning, just as you mentioned, is oftentimes you survive. 9 out of 10 people who are struck by lightning survive. The problem is, you know, and we'll hear this a lot on the news, they'll say, you know, somebody was cutting their grass this evening in Corneas and was struck by lightning, went to the hospital, and amazingly, he's fine. We don't ever go back 6 months later to see how that guy's doing. It does stuff to you, unfortunately.
That's a serious overload on the circuits there.
Absolutely, right. Absolutely. And that's the thing, you know, North Carolina, because we have so many beautiful places to enjoy the outdoors, whether it's the beach, the mountains, the lakes, your own backyard, we have long seasons here. We're outdoors. It's North Carolina has for years been either number one, number two, or number three for lightning deaths, fatalities because of just that. Florida and Texas, because of the sheer size and the outdoor activities there, kind of usually surpass us. But in the Southeast, North Carolina is usually top because of that. So you just, I mean, it's just one of those things. And like I said, you don't have to have a warning for it. The folks in the car were insulated.
Ah.
The folks outside were not.
But it does not deter the lightning from hitting an automobile.
Any other object and traveling. It can travel.
You.
Uh-huh. So and it's just like, well, that always raises the question, well, if I'm in the ocean and I'm in the water and lightning strikes offshore, why aren't all the fish fried? Why don't I feel it? Well, it like everything, it runs out of gas at some point.
Is there any way for us to be safe when we're on a ridge hiking, or maybe we're in a stream or at the coast fishing? Or
you can run, but you can't hide.
That is exactly right. That's the plain, simple, and sad truth about it. No, you have to be weather aware of all and particularly in places like the mountains where you are not in a sheltered area. That's just it's one of those things. It is one of the risks we take. I'm not telling you not to go out and enjoy life. I do too. But we always have to be aware. One of the things, if I could give a shameless plug, our WBTV weather app, I use it all the time when I fish. I use it all the time at my boys' ball games. It's got real-time lightning detection on there and interactive radar. It'll let you know within a quarter of a mile if there's lightning around you. I mean, and that's all. That's good. And it'll start 5 miles away. So that, to me, is a good heads up to say, okay, I need to do something here now.
If you're just joining us, Al Conklin from WBTV, the meteorologist, is in the house, and we're glad you're here. And speaking of ball games and being outdoors and also the way you communicate with the community these days, it used to be via the airwaves of WBTV. Mm-hmm. We watched you. We judged our weekends.
We blamed him, too.
We blamed you.
Oh, yeah.
But these days, you've got the weather app at WBTV. You are very active on Twitter and social media.
Yes.
So we can access your information continuously, it seems.
Well, it's just like in radio. It used to be that we broadcasted. In other words, you listened to us, you saw us, and we never heard from you. Now it's a two-way street. You have interaction with the viewers and the listeners, and that's a good thing because it helps to keep the channels open. If folks are out and about, we see storms pop up and we're not necessarily in a news time, we can still alert them to those types of things because that's the thing. You got to have a heads up. You got to have a notice about these things. That's what we try to provide.
We think of summer as being a time of relaxation and being outdoors and enjoying it. All those wonderful things. But we still get busy with even the relaxation. And you've been kind enough to talk to us about automobile safety, pets in hot cars, children in hot cars, older people in hot cars. You've taught us a few secrets of how we can remember.
Yeah. Well, I think I know where you're going here, but one of the things, you know, I talk about is have something that you can't leave without next to you, like a shoe or something to remind you, wait a minute, did I really drop the baby off at daycare? You know, is how did Snoopy get in the car with me? You know, I mean, because if you don't know, you don't know. And the thing is, in a half hour's time on a sunny 70-degree day, the temperature inside the average American automobile will go to 113 degrees, and within 60 minutes, it's 135 degrees. So you don't have a lot of leeway here, and it's unfortunate that these things do happen, but they do. So you've got to figure out a way to make sure, whatever it is, tie a string around your finger somehow, but we've got to make sure that we don't leave the pets and we don't leave anybody in the vehicles on these hot summer days.
We want everyone to be safe out
there,
but still to enjoy what's going on. And just, this is a time to talk to Al Conklin, too, because, Don, we both know how active he is in the outdoors. He is a hiker and angler.
Love to fish, yeah, man.
Get out there and participate. So we may have to skip weather one day and get a fishing report from you to find out that. But with no disrespect, I tried to nickname you at the introduction, Hurricane Al Conklin.
That's my nickname up at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Well, let's delve into that because you are the 5-time champion of Media Mayhem up at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
One of my proud moments in my
career.
There you
go.
And for all of our listeners out there, this is not a CMS bus running with a governor set at 35.
No,
Al
sir.
Conklin is a champion in at the Charlotte Motor Speedway driving a school bus, and I'm going to get you to tell the story or the secrets or how fast you were going.
Wait a minute. Sometimes kids get left in school buses.
Well, he'll get them there.
and in this case, the kid's driving the school bus.
Yeah. Well, you know, and if I were driving, your kids would never have to have a tardy slip. I can tell you that. This is part of the Charlotte Motor Speedway Summer Shootout Series up there every Tuesday night during the month of June. We do bus races. It's pastors, school principals, and Media Mayhem is broadcasters. Usually it's meteorologists, but some other folks. And we raced just recently here. And I started from the rear, but wound up first because I've done this now about 10 years in a row. So I kind of know some tricks about how to use the enormity of a school bus to push people around. I don't do that in real life, but out on that track, I sure do.
And Eric Thomas slowed you down changing tires there on pit road, too.
That's exactly right.
He needs to pick up
the
pace.
He's a little slow.
Sounds like Richard Petty might be your pit boss or something here. Push him over, move him out of the way.
That's about right. If they're in the way out there, I'm going to push him over.
Is the school bus furnished for you, or do you have your own custom
No. They supply the school buses, and all seriousness, all the glass is removed, all the seats, the radiators are moved to the back, so they're about as safe as you can be, but they still do tip, and people do get injured once in a while.
Well, they do. I mean, it's on video, and you can give out your Twitter handle is
it's at Al Conklin, and it's also on my Facebook page at Al Conklin WBTV. So go check that out.
Go check it out.
It's on there.
It is two wheels. There's some of those corners that you're going around on two wheels.
Yes, sir.
What is the average speed that you're going?
It's about 30 miles an hour on those straightaways. It's a little scary. It scares my family from the stands, but I feel pretty safe out there. But, hey, I just want to get back real quick. I know we got to wrap up here this segment, but I'm not here to throw rain on anybody's parade, but I just want everybody to be safe when we're outdoors, whether you're at the pool, on the lake, the golf course, fishing, hiking, camping. Just be safe. Try your best to be weather aware because we have beautiful weather here for so many months out of the year, but we also have hazards, and as long as we're aware of them, we should be okay.
Well, and as you mentioned before, that WBTV weather app is really a powerful thing to have on your phone, and of course the National Weather Service sends out warnings these days. Al Conklin, WBTV meteorologist, thank you so much for joining the Outdoor Guys.
Always great to be with you, fellas. Enjoy the rest of your summer and 4th of July and all that's coming your way.
You heard fast it. Turn left.
Oh. You got it.
You heard it here. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more of the Carolina Outdoors.